Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We just finished the free group session, which was a light bath, a transmission of luminous frequencies. So we first started with the pendulum Orme. Orme has a charge of monoatomic gold, which is very good for the brain, the cognitive functions, and it's very nourishing on an energy level. Next, we did the entire Ho'oponopono process with the Ho pendulum, focusing on each and every one of you and your relationships, especially for Christmas, for the seasonal holiday in which many of us do gather with our family. And so we worked with all the vibrations included in this pendulum, which are connected to the Ho'oponopono process by means of the divine qualities that can be labeled as I am sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. One of the vibrations we worked the most was I am sorry. In those of you who have taken our course, we have an online course on the Ho pendulum and Ho'oponopono and dowsing. You will know that the position I am sorry does not mean only I feel sorry because I have done something or something has happened. This position means I am ready to feel the memories that I'm sharing with other people, the memories that I'm holding within me. The problem which we discovered when we worked with dowsing and Ho'oponopono and understanding at a deeper level from a radiesthetic position what Ho'oponopono is, we found that the vibration of I am sorry is a radiation in which the memories that we hold, you know, and we hold memories for everything that we have lived, these memories need to be felt. And many of us are afraid of feeling, like this is the number one problem on earth. We do not feel the things that have happened. And as a result, we tend to rationalize and go up into our minds and we block feelings. By blocking feelings, we are ignoring the wisdom of the body. By ignoring the wisdom of the body, we become sick because the body says, well, I don't have any other way of telling you that there is a problem, that you are not paying attention, you're not feeling this problem, this memory, this relationship. And so it was pretty toxic when we work with the Ho'oponopono on this position of the pendulum of I am sorry, I am willing to feel. All of us in the group session were having problems with feeling. So we work with all the positions in the pendulum, the positions that can be labeled as I am sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. But the most toxic position was the first one, I am sorry. Next, we work with the Archangel's pendulum. We transmitted divine light. We also transmitted divine love, Christ consciousness, and divine grace. It was a long process, mainly because there was many of you. Remember, we have a Spanish list and an English list. The Spanish list was chock-a-blockers with people. And so, you know, each one of you may have different needs. So it was more, you know, lengthy in time, the transmission. At the end of the session, I asked whether there was a message. Normally, we do receive a message. In this occasion, there was no message. It doesn't mean that the universe doesn't want to speak to us. It means that today, through me, there was no message. Or there was no message other than everything that got transmitted, which was very beautiful and very loving and very intense. So wishing you a fantastic holiday, seasonal, you know, holidays, and many thanks for being there, for appreciating our job, our work, our pendulums, and wishing you a fantastic 2023. We know it's going to be challenging. We know the universe is wanting to pull the rug under our feet, and there's going to be massive changes this next year. Embrace the change. Like all my reality has also changed. I'm not going to go into details, but you know, there's been pretty intense situations for me as well. And somehow I tend to live things before the collective lives it. And so if my entire rug has been pulled out I can foresee. And also, I mean, other people who are into astrology, they're also commenting that there are big changes coming. We have massive planets changing zodiac signs, which are very transpersonal, big planets, Uranus, Pluto, I don't remember another one, big planets. So there are changes coming. And so let's embrace the change in the best possible way and let's love each other. I mean, love ourselves first and then, if possible, love everybody in our reality in the best possible way and support, you know, that and understand that everybody's going to go through change. So, and we're stepping out of a comfort zone and it is not easy. But we will make it. We are prepared and the forces of light are with us. So don't despair and know that you are deeply and profoundly loved and supported. Many blessings. Bye.